Supporters of former General Mohamedou Abdelaziz spent much of the night celebrating his victory, honking their horns, driving around through the capital, hanging out of their cars, waving campaign posters. It was a big win for the former general, who came to power 11 months ago in a coup that toppled Mauritania's first freely elected leader. The Interior Ministry says that Aziz won Saturday's election with more than 52% of the vote. That's significant because it eliminates the need for a second round, in which the former general's political opponents had vowed to unite against him. They were not united in this first round, and that may have resulted in their defeat. National Assembly President Massoud Oulbouher was the closest finisher to Aziz, but a distant second at just over 16%. The Interior Ministry says that former Central Bank Governor Ahmedou Dada, the longtime opposition leader, this time came in third with less than 14% of the vote.
Scott, the opposition has flatly rejected the election, saying that it has been prefabricated. What is the situation on the ground in this regard?
It's true. Bouher and Dada joined opposition candidates Eliould Mohamed Vall and Hamadi Ould Memu in denouncing what they called an electoral charade, which is trying to legitimize last August's coup. They called on the international community to investigate what they said were voting irregularities, including some ballots that they say were marked for opposition candidates but were put in the pile and counted for Aziz. Earlier on Sunday, they called on the Interior Minister not to validate what they called these prefabricated results, but the Interior Minister came out and did his duty. As you'll remember, the opposition put this Interior Minister in place as part of the power-sharing deal that led to this election. The Interior Minister said that he had received no information that would lead him to question the outcome of the vote. We've heard from some of the electoral observers who monitored Saturday's polling. A group of electoral observers from the Arab Democracy Foundation said that they did witness many electoral irregularities, including partisan electoral officials, the presence of security forces inside polling stations, which they said could intimidate voters, and the denial of voters who registered for this poll after June 6th. And most of those people would have been opposition supporters. Even so, the preliminary report from the Arab Democracy Foundation said that they do not believe that any of those irregularities would have affected the eventual outcome.
Does it mean that despite the opposition protest, the inauguration of the president-elect will go on unabated?
At this point, it would certainly seem that the former general, president-elect Aziz, if you will, has completed his return to power less than a year after seizing power in a military coup, rejecting African Union demands to reinstate civilian president Sidi Ould Cheikh Abdullahi, changing the constitution to allow military reservists to run for office, then resigning his military commission to join reservists to run for this campaign, to run in this election, agreeing to postpone what had been earlier elections scheduled for June as part of this power-sharing deal. It's been a long trip for General Aziz. He seems now to be on the verge of taking power as a civilian president.
Have you heard any reaction from the international community about the opposition's protest, and do you foresee any reaction at all from them?
We have heard from the African Union, who felt that the election was relatively transparent, relatively free and fair. There were also observers here from the Francophonie, and they are expected to release their report on the election later Monday.